This is Jimmy Williams, and Jimmy, this is your senior season, and you can erase a lot of the frustration for the past 2 years this year and talk about that possibility going forward.
I feel like this year we have the possibility of erasing a lot of that, you know, and we're not really worried about what happened in the past years. I mean, we're on track now to get into an elite team, you know. We're putting things together, you know. Me and Coach Mo, we sit down, we had a talk, you know, about things that we need to get together between players and coaches to be a better team. You know, we're putting together groups. We're putting together, I know we got a group for men on the team with children now. You know, we're trying to come together as a team, and I feel like that hindered us a lot last year. I mean, new coaching staff, new everything coming in, you know, a lot of guys, they weren't comfortable, you know, they were still hurt about the rough situation and all of that, all of them things. I mean, it's tough on the 18 to 22 year olds, you know, because a lot of us have never went through that. So I feel like this year, I mean, everybody has their head on straight and they understand the mission. They understand the mission, and the mission is to win, you know, and I feel like everybody's coming together to make sure that happens.
Now, the last 2 years, you've had, of course, Justin and Zay set the NCAA record, and you're kind of the heir going forward for that role as the primary receiver, it appears, and just talk about embracing that.
I mean, being the number one receiver, you know, and as far as those guys go, you know, they accomplished great things. They did great things. They're great players, you know, and just taking on that role, you know, as a number one player, I'm not really competing or trying to break any records or do anything that they did, because I mean, I'm a totally different player. I'm just me. I'm Jimmy Williams, you know, and I take pride in having that lead role in the receiver room, you know, but I know I got guys behind me that's going to help me out, you know, and I feel like that's going to be real key to my success is my my receiver room, you know. Davon, you know, you got Quay coming in, you got Dre returning, you got younger guys stepping up, Terrell Green, you got Malik Gray, you know, you got Jaden Border stepping up, coming in, Taj Deans, you got Cam Marshman, you got so many guys that are unheard of, you know, but you see the strides that they're making and the progress that they're having, and I'm excited because I know I'm going to have an even better season because they're going to have a great season along with me.
You got some challenges to start the season. I mean, every week is a challenge, but James Madison, obviously the FCS champion last year, and then you go to West Virginia, you come back home and play Virginia Tech. So coming out of preseason camp, y'all are obviously going to have to be ready.
Yes, sir. I feel like that's going to help us more than it hurts us because I feel like the focus level is going to be higher than it would, you know, coming in playing a lower stock FCS team or something like that, you know, but we're playing the best of the best in the FCS, so we got to come out on our game. And then we're going down to West Virginia, you know, I think they won 10 games last year, honestly, and they have a great secondary. They have a great team overall, you know, have a great coaching staff. So I feel like focus, I mean, it's going to be way higher than it would usually be opening the season, and I feel like that's just going to help us out.
You know, a lot of Pirate fans are wondering how the quarterback situation will shake out with Thomas Cirque coming in from Duke. And have you had an opportunity to catch some patches and passes with him and run some routes and that sort of thing, just working on your own?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. We go out there. I mean, we're out there every week, you know, trying to get better. So, I mean, Cirque is out there. He's getting some reps in. You know, we get reps with all our quarterbacks, though. We don't just let receivers go with one quarterback. Everybody just rolls in, you know. So, I mean, we got to be ready for any situation that presents itself, even if it's the number three receiver. I mean, the number three quarterback, excuse me. I mean, it doesn't matter. We got to get reps with them because you never know what could happen during the season. And, I mean, it's good for them. You know, it helps their development as well. So, I mean, as far as catching passes from Thomas Cirque, I mean, yeah, we're gonna do that every single week. You know, every other day, honestly, that's how it seems right now because we're working so much. But, I mean, yeah, he's coming along very well. He's fitting in with the guys very well.
How do you think the experience that Gardner Minshew got last year will help him this year?
Oh, yeah, it's going to help him greatly. You know, he got to see a lot of action towards the end of the season, you know, and he knew the offense, but, I mean, he get to experience it in game time because that game time is totally different from practice. Everything is two times faster, you know. You got to go through your reads faster. You got to make the line calls. You got to do all of this stuff, and game time is different because your heart's beating, your adrenaline going. So I felt like that's a great experience for Gardner, and it's been showing over the spring and also through the summer, you know. He knows this offense up and down, and he knows where the ball is supposed to go every single play. So it really helped him last year getting that experience in the game. So it should be good for Gardner.
Okay. So, did you have any lobster last night?
Oh, no, sir. I don't eat seafood.
You don't, and you're from Little Washington.
Yeah, I know. My mom sometimes says that I'm not her son because I don't eat any type of seafood, you know. I don't know why. I just don't like it.
Did you have some steak and chicken last
night? Oh, yeah, I had. I stacked my plate with steak and chicken, and that cornbread was great.
Thank you, Jimmy.
No problem.
God bless you, man.
God bless you.
Thanks, sir.
We are.